Hi, and this is the, I think it's the sixth, I really lose count of what podcast this is, from Tea and Talks, yet another short one, and I think this time I really want to sort of go back to the last one, and there was one specific thing that I remember saying, and I just want to sort of pick that out, which is about people and their ideas that they've got, and things that they like to express, but through the means of their business and what it's about. The mission statement and all that kind of stuff. When that comes out, what happens? Well, that spills out, and it should spill out onto your brand. And I really want to take a stronger sort of designer approach to this speak right now, because what I'm thinking is that quite often people come to me and they say they would like a website, or in the last podcast I was talking about backing up your emails and doing this and doing that, and it's very different to thinking, right, who am I, what am I about? And I think it's quite important to just remember, okay, this for me, Tea and Toast, is about being creative but being friendly, and there's an element of it being quite strong British, kind of a local Yorkshire based company, but then outside of that and outside of Yorkshire, across the UK, it's about getting across some other core values, and it's discovering who you are and what you do. But the only way to do that is to go out and do stuff. So I think what I wanted to sort of put into your minds was, if you're starting a business, if you've got a medium to large company, then you need to revisit what you're about and your mission statement, which you should be doing already. But if you're a startup business or a very young business or sole trader, anything like that, then I think it's really important for you to take guard of what it is that you do, why it is that you do that, and what kind of service you provide, and how that relates to and how that is expressed through your marketing, through your logo, through your identity and your branding, and see if that works. We all, as people, develop as we go along. I've sat in some meetings, and I think the term is CPD, continual professional development. I think that's right. And as a person, we would do that, but there's no difference really in being a company. You would do that as a company as well. So it's really important to remember to go back, revisit why you started it, and not to be shy of saying, well, this is different. I'd like to change one or two words or everything. And this is what we do now, and it is completely different. I think it's key to stay in touch with what you do and what your business does in the time right now, in the present tense. And as long as you do that, you're not lying to your customers. You can always sell yourself positively without saying, actually, these are old services. You're always being current. You're always being fresh without realizing it. And at least then you've also got another way of saying, look, this is my business CV. This is my skill set. And this is definitely current and up to date.